And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to a very special Consolation 2020 edition of Awesome Mania. Just in case people are wondering what Consolation 2020 is, it is a Facebook group and a social media movement for everyone who, like Ben and I, do conventions and stuff like that. It's just a way of us promoting conventions, one big convention on the internet. With that, I'm Michael Lindenbaum. He is your undisputed champion, Mr. Ben Taylor.
That's right. It's me, Ben Taylor, a.k.a. Little Munch.
Little Munch? Wait, we have new nicknames now? What?
Well, yeah, last time I was Firm Handshake.
That's
this
right.
This time I'm Little Munch. I'm just going to do a thing.
Let's do a thing. All right. Sounds good. So you and I, we were discussing this beforehand. We're live on Twitch for the first time actually in a while, promoting this as a consolation panel. So everyone, please throw in comments in the Twitch stream. We are open to any and all questions in regards to the current state of professional wrestling. However, we do have one specific request. Don't be a jerk. Please do not post spoilers about WrestleMania. Yes, we know it's all over the internet, but please don't post it. There are people like Ben over here and myself who are actually
Let's rephrase that. People Ben, like me, because Mike was looking up spoilers all morning and trying to tell me them.
One, not all.
You told me like four.
Four? No.
Yeah.
No, I told you. I told you Universal title.
Yeah.
And I told you about
the tag team match.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
But yeah,
and
I was,
you told me about the other tag team match.
Oh yeah. Well, that's
three.
That wasn't really a spoiler though, because of what we were going to be talking about anyways in regards to news and notes.
Still a fucking spoiler.
Okay, fine. Oh, and by the way, for those of you curious,
just because it's out there, just because it's public noise, doesn't mean it's not a spoiler. Technically, shit that happened at like WrestleMania 17 is a spoiler for motherfuckers that ain't seen it yet.
Wait, hold on.
What?
It's WrestleMania 17. WrestleMania 36, 19 WrestleManias later. I think the statute of limitations on that one.
No. If you've not seen something and someone tells you a result, that is a spoiler. Okay. This modern age and era, spoiler has come to mean ruining something that hasn't really been aired yet or has been aired recently. Spoiler means revealing the result of something to someone that doesn't know it. For example, I put Jordan, when we were doing Jordan's 3-2-1 education, when we were doing the podcast regularly, I would assign Jordan old matches to watch. But I wouldn't tell him who'd win them because they would be spoilers. Because Jordan's never seen those matches before.
Right.
And then with a wrestling match, knowing the outcome drastically affects your enjoyment of the thing. Right?
Right.
So, I don't know. You should follow the wild style and philosophy of Britain's law here, except when Bob lays the smackdown on Mike. Yeah, tell me again about how Walter came out as the strongest person on Team NXT at Survivor Series, Mike. Yeah, okay.
But anyways, we're going to, while we actually wait for some comments to compile up in the chat, which again, please feel free to ask us any and all questions. We will talk about New Japan, Ring of Honor, Impact, AEW, WWE, NXT, all that stuff.
Feel we may not be as knowledgeable on some things as others, but we will float any question.
Yes. But normally how we start this podcast is with news and notes. Yep. So we're going to start with some news and notes while we let some comments and questions compile. Starting with, the WWE Network is no longer available in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia until further notice. A subscriber on Twitter tweeted the official Ask WWE Network Twitter account and asked why they were having issues watching old Raw episodes, which were locked down. The official WWE Network account responded with the following quote, "Hi, thank you for reaching out. Our sincerest apologies for the inconvenience. WWE Network will not be available in Saudi Arabia until further notice." As of right now, there is still no official word as to why the WWE Network has been temporarily suspended in Saudi Arabia.
All right. So while this is very interesting, given the WWE's relationship with the Saudi government, this could be something as simple as like their service providers fucked up. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, it could just be like the internet service in Saudi is like not, I don't know, but this could be a lot or it could be a little, you know?
Yeah. Or it could just be a lot on the one end, a little on the other, and it just be one of those in the middle, run of the mill, what the hell things.
Yeah.
It's very,
but as most things to do with Saudi Arabia and the WWE, I'm not sure I care. I do, but because not everyone in Saudi Arabia is a backwards, misogynistic, blood money gurgling fuckhole, and they should be able to enjoy wrestling.
Yep.
We don't know enough about the situation to really sort of talk about it. When did this happen?
Apparently this happened like last weekend.
Okay, so it's been a week and no one said anything?
Yeah, like nothing new has come out about that. So, but moving on to now the, what we're calling.
So, to be honest, this episode is called What the Hell is Awesome Mate? What the hell is WrestleMania this year anyway? Because Coffee Brewing blames the Iron Sheik. I too now blame the Iron Sheik. He has made their internet humble. Good job, Coffee Brian.
But also in this portion of news and notes, we're going to talk a lot about stuff that is being impacted by the coronavirus. Because mm-hmm. Quite honestly, what isn't at this point right now?
Like, we were going to sit down and do like WrestleMania predictions and talk about like, and no one actually knows what the WrestleMania card is right now. Yeah.
So what we're going to talk about real quick is pay. And so this started off with a report saying several weeks ago the WWE may have stopped paying the Revival, to which then somebody actually tweeted Braun Strowman on Twitter and says, "Are WWE paying you less during this time?" To which Strowman responded with, "I get paid when I work, private contractor, so nothing is coming in at the moment." Which is true, and I can attest to this because I am technically listed as a contractor. So I only get paid for the days that I work. But at the same time, Braun Strowman is getting royalty checks for all of his merchandise and stuff like that. So he still has money coming in. Not as much, but still coming in. Now, this comes into the next part of this, where Evil Uno of the Dark Order in AEW pretty much called out Braun Strowman too, based off of comments that Braun Strowman said on Instagram. In regards to supporting the independent scene.
Well, I think it was actually the other way around. Evil Uno made a post first.
Yeah, he made a post first. Then, responded to.
Yeah. 3-2-1's got my back here. All we now know is that Ben has both successfully predicted a 2-day mania and a pre-recorded mania.
So,
both of which I predicted a year ago. Just saying.
And I believe you did that a year ago at Awesome Con.
At Awesome Con. On the Awesome Mania panel.
Yeah. Talk about full circle. You know. But so Evil Uno did publish an Instagram post asking people to support independent wrestlers during this awful time, which we highly encourage people going to prowrestlingtees.com. And if you see an independent wrestler who is not signed to a promotion, key thing, not signed to a promotion, that is still getting paid, buy a t-shirt, buy an autographed photo, buy something from them, help them out, because they're not getting any bookings at all.
Go sign up to Patreon or
Facebook Marketplace, because or Facebook stores off the Facebook pages. Yeah.
Whatever t-shirt stores they've got. Like, help out your wrestlers, man.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Braun Strowman felt it was necessary to comment. Here we go with more of the somebody pay for my bills stuff. If you can't afford to pay your bills, maybe you should change professions. That's why I quit Strongman. I loved it, but I couldn't afford to live. So instead of making a GoFundMe or a Patreon wanting someone else to take care of me, I went out and worked harder than I ever have in my life to get to where I am. What happened to being accountable for your own actions? To which then he would respond with, and for anyone that goes, that's easy for you to say, you're a WWE superstar. Just an FYI, 7 years ago, I moved to Florida with everything I owned and a Kia Soul with $150 to my name when I started this.
Okay. So what we've learned here is Braun Strowman's a cockhole.
Yeah, it's essentially
news.
Yeah. But let's then move it on to the positive side, though. You know, you go from Braun being a douchebag to Rusev actually pledging to help, you know, the WWE employees during this time. As Rusev announced earlier this week that he is pledging $20,000 to help his extended WWE family members.
Yeah.
Which I think is awesome.
Good to you, Rusev.
Yeah.
Happy Rusev Day, everyone.
Yes. And to quote Rusev in his post noting that, in Bulgaria, we say it's not a lot, but it's from the heart. I pledge $20,000 to any of my WWE extended family that are sitting at home without income. We can't do it without y'all. Production, security, etc. Love y'all.
Yeah, like more of that.
Yeah, and then we've seen people like Mustafa Ali, Shelton Benjamin, and other WWE wrestlers who came from the independent saying, promote indie, support the
indies. It's funny how, like, when Shelton and Ali and all that say stuff, Braun Strowman shuts the fuck up. But when it's an AEW guy,
he's got no problems opening his mouth. So going from the negative, going to the positive, it's good to see that there are people that are like, yo, support the independents. We're here to support those who work with us here in WWE who are not making any money now during this time. So it's really good to see that that people are gathering despite stupid people. Because stupid people.
Yeah. One of the things I'm allergic to.
So next up,
I think we're getting into like the mire that is the COVID minefield, shall we say.
The nitty gritty now. Starting off with Brie Bella addressing her concerns for Daniel Bryan continuing to work during the coronavirus pandemic. While speaking on the latest episode of the Bella Twins podcast, Brie goes on to let it be known that We had to cancel a bunch of stuff that we were working on. We had a live podcast tour that we were putting together and a book tour, and something that really tore our hearts out is the Hall of Fame it's more postponed, not really canceled.
They've not announced that yet.
Yeah. But then Bree goes on to say, I have to say my husband is still working and he's in Orlando right now. And granted, he's working, he has a job, but it makes me really nervous. Bree goes on to explain that Daniel Bryan has an autoimmune disease. He also fought asthma really bad when he was young. He was always sick when he was a kid. And she admits that she lost sleep the night before. So it's a very interesting thing, because the biggest thing we've always been hearing the news from the medical experts is that if you're over 60, if you have an autoimmune disease, if you have asthma, you're a higher at risk. However, one of the things that she did say is that once he comes back, he is actually going to put himself into a mandatory 2-week quarantine. He has actually gone into it now by the time we're doing this show, but he's now in a 2-week mandatory quarantine to make sure that he does not have any symptoms of the coronavirus.
Yeah. There's a lot of this going through, because I know with his leukemia, Roman Reigns is one of the worst autoimmune diseases there is. As for Brian, they weren't specific about where his autoimmune stuff came from, whether it was from the treatments for his neck or for just he's always had it or whatever, but it's just another thing sending another spanner in the works of WrestleMania. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And then, as you just mentioned with Roman Reigns, on Friday, March 27th, which was yesterday, Dave Meltzer provided more background on Roman Reigns' decision to pull out of his scheduled Universal title match at WrestleMania 36, which was unveiled Thursday night. He also revealed who would likely face Goldberg in Roman's place. As to why Roman Reigns pulled out now, despite being in Orlando and filming a segment promoting the match just last Friday, it's apparently because The Miz is sick. Despite the company guidelines that stating that no one who was ill would be at the Performance Center tapings, Miz was there, which upset the Usos, Roman's cousins, and their unhappiness is what led to Roman deciding to not work Mania. And as you mentioned, Roman Reigns had to go through treatment throughout the year 2018 through the early part of 2019. And because of that, puts him at greater risk for contracting the coronavirus or other communicable diseases. And here's the thing, and you and I were talking about this before we went live on Twitch and before we hit the record button for the audio portion that will go up on the website. The biggest thing is that, like, we end up learning that Dana Brooke showed up, and they're taking Stephanie McMahon actually detailed what they're doing. They are taking the temperature of everybody who's walking up to the door to appear for these tapings and stuff like that.
Because they have a company mandate that you're not allowed at this time. You're not allowed to appear if you have a temperature of above 100 degrees.
Yeah.
100.3, I think, is the...
I think that's 100.3, technical. Yeah. Or showing symptoms... Mm-hmm. Of any kind.
Bearing in mind that normal human body temperature sits around 97,
98. Yeah. So. So Dana Brooke tested above 100 degrees and told her that she needs to go into quarantine. Yeah. Rey Mysterio elected to stay at home.
Yep.
because of his family. So he never left California. You have, there have been reports that other talents have reported that they have been feeling sick. While it's coronavirus related or not, that is unknown. But they said, we're not feeling well, we're not coming. And then there have been other wrestlers who have gone, I don't feel comfortable with this. I'd rather stay in isolation at this time until this thing can be put in, put under control. So there's a lot going on, which also makes what we're going to see with WrestleMania this upcoming weekend so much more unique and so much more unpredictable. But we are technically getting TakeOver over the next two NXTs.
Yeah, it's not the same though.
It's not the same, but
I don't know. I gotta like kudos to the WWE, right, for actually enforcing this stuff. But then how does the Miz work ill?
That
I'm super confused there.
Yeah, I am super confused there too. Like
if they were testing everyone before they came through the door, how did the Miz get through the door to cause Roman to leave?
Exactly. That's one of the things that we may, to be brutally honest, we may not know until after we see this week of television that's already been taped. And we may not know until after we see WrestleMania this upcoming weekend. Mm. So like, because yeah, I mean, there's all these reports circulating around and stuff like that, but like, you also don't know what to take for reality and what to take is just a grain of salt at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just, and then last bit of coronavirus news, which actually, since we were talking about TakeOver real quick, NXT UK TakeOver Dublin, which was originally scheduled to take place this upcoming month in April, has now been postponed until October 25th. The Three Arena in Dublin made the announcement on Twitter, saying that announcing the date change and that all tickets remain valid for the new date. So anybody in who has tickets for Dublin TakeOver, your tickets are still good. Hold on to them.
Mm-hmm. This kind of sucks. I was looking forward to that, but it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 100% I agree. It's just going to be interesting because obviously we have tickets for the NXT DC show on May 1st. Mm-hmm. We're just waiting to hear officially that the show has been postponed or canceled because they have not made that announcement yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, hopefully we're kind of done with COVID news at this point because
that was the last of it.
It was a little bit. I like to prefer to look at the positive side of things during these times and not so much on the this person did this person did that. So just remember that WWE and AEW have both pledged that if someone has decided they're too sick to work or whatever, this isn't going to affect their future booking or whatever. Bollocks.
I mean, we're already kind of seeing that on Raw and SmackDown and NXT.
No, we're not. But because that's the definition of the word future, Mike.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry, but we're seeing it affect their current booking, sure. Yeah. But
future booking.
Like people have said, the AEW and WWE said if like a superstar is too sick to attend, it won't affect future pushes they have in mind. It won't affect future booking they have in mind, that kind of thing. So
yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see. Like, because like, I know there was a rush to get the WrestleMania taping done because on Thursday, Orange County effectively went into a stay-at-home order.
Lockdown,
Effective 11 p.m. on Thursday. That ends on April 9th at 11 p.m. unless they decide that it's necessary to expand it. And WWE has both Raw and NXT post-Mania taped, but they don't have SmackDown tape because they're hoping that they can film that on April 10th.
What do you got? What do you guys in the chat think? Like, what are your thoughts on? Because we're like, as you were saying, we were going to sit down and do WrestleMania predictions, but so much of that is up in the air at this point that it would be kind of pointless because we'll predict a bunch of matches that may not happen. You know, so I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like last year when we did at this point last year when we're going into WrestleMania, like we did the longest ever prediction show ever because there's just so much to talk about.
Yep.
But like,
and they did they. The point of making WrestleMania two nights for me was to have two shorter nights. They're just piling more and more fucking matches on the card.
Yeah, I think last I read is that both nights are in fact going to have 8 matches each, and that's not including the pre-show that we may or may not know about. And I'm like, how many talents did they bring in to do this?
I don't know, man.
So, Mr. NNJ, in regards to Miz, didn't have a temp, just admitted it in an offhand conversation. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
That's what I'm saying, is like...
Yeah. Like, you know, maybe he was coughing or something. You don't know. No. It's just one of those deals where...
Yeah, just we're in this weird now. Personally, I'm kind of looking forward to the unpredictability of WrestleMania because the last few WrestleManias you've been able to go down the card and go winning, 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 losing, winning, 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 right? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I hope there's, yeah, I don't know.
You just still wish that they just done WrestleMania as one big action-packed movie.
I kind of wish they postponed it. Like, not indefinitely, sure. Maybe, like, especially if they were going to do it at the Performance Center. Like, push it back a couple weeks. It ain't going to hurt no one if you're doing it from the Performance Center. Well, like, you got to rebook a fucking... arena or a stadium.
Yep.
Like, push it back a couple of weeks, get people healthy. I don't know.
Now, here's a question for you. Raymond James Stadium.
I don't know what that is.
That's the place where they're supposed to hold WrestleMania.
Right.
Do you see, they've already announced next year is going to be in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Do you see Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida getting the following year, 2022?
Why do I care?
Well, I mean, I asked this as a curiosity because obviously they just lost out on WrestleMania now.
Right. True. But like, how do I put this? I'm not sure Vince gives a fuck. As long as the WWE's okay.
I mean, true. I mean, it's like I said, I just asked it out of curiosity because it's like, obviously,
it would be incredibly cool of the WWE to do that, right? However, that's 2 years from now. That doesn't help the people that are affected now.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect the whole... look at this, everything that went on with WrestleCon. Right?
Yeah. Like, I'm checking Facebook to see if people put comments on the Facebook.
But yeah, just like, I don't know. It's just, yeah, it would be cool if they did that. But are they going to?
Who knows? Yeah. So, AEW.
Mm-hmm.
They are still putting out a product. They actually filmed a bunch of extra content, apparently, for Dark and Dynamite, and maybe something more. Can't really get a vibe off of how it's being reported, because it sounds like maybe the next week or two may not be live for AEW, mm-hmm. but they still have content that can go out, which is smart. I mean, for an entertainment company, you need to have content coming out. And yeah. So, but
how's that hockey website going?
Oh, it's a boom for X75 Productions because we're putting everything else up there. So I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm not missing hockey. I'm okay with it not coming back until September.
So Power Rangers Beast Morphers. Wait, that's a different podcast.
Yeah, that's Power Doors, which we have two episodes in the can with the first one coming out tomorrow.
Ooh.
And we're actually, after you and I are done with Awesome Mania, Ed and I are going to get together this evening to record two more episodes.
You might make it through season one by 2024.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is that this recording session later this evening is to get us up to Green with Evil, and then we're going to record all five
episodes. That's like 14 episodes into season one, dude.
I know.
You've been doing Power Dorks for 2 years.
No, we started Power Dorks around the same time as Nerdy Notions, which was back in the summer, fall of last year.
Right. That's not a good record.
Yeah. About 6 month break.
Gotta get more contributors. Anyway.
Yes. We've had that conversation, I know. Yeah. But
seriously, put me in.
Put me in, coach. Me in,
coach. Oh shit on that solo. No, I'm kidding. If it's a good episode, I'll say it's a good episode. If it's not, it's not.
Yeah. But
AKA don't put me on Turbo.
321 TV just commented, new idea. Go like NASCAR and F1.
Yeah,
I have no idea because I don't follow either of those things.
I think the Formula One races are racing on like FIFA on the computer game or something. I don't know.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah, but well, we could do that with Awesome Mania 2K20.
We couldn't do a 2K20 because the game's broke as fuck.
And then we would just got to work with Up, Up, Down, Down and have them play W2K online.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, just.
It's a weird time.
Yeah, let's get a topic of conversation that's not COVID or WrestleMania, because
I was trying to segue to AEW.
Yeah, but that gets back into COVID.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you about, like, some of the stuff that they're doing, like, you know, with Brody Lee, because they put out that segment, that tick. Because I know you were like, what the hell, in the tech.
It reeked of 2020, of like mid-2000 TNA, when TNA did the VKM gimmick.
Yeah.
It was just, how does, and there's this disconnect as well. How are you the exalted one of the Dark Order, right? Which is this mystical, we can do anything we like. Then you're sitting in the back wearing a suit, eating a steak. And then when you're in the ring, you're wrestling in gear that's like stitched together like Catwoman from Batman Returns, right?
Yeah.
Then on top of that, the whole backstage segment was just one big Vincent K. McMahon shot. Like, you can't eat before me, buddy. And then the dude sneezes and he's like, get out. And they're going to be like, oh, it was a coronavirus thing. Like, no, it's not. It's a shot of Vincent McMahon. You fucking know it.
Especially the fact that Stephanie McMahon has come out and openly admitted that Vince hates it when people can't, when they do sneeze around him, and he himself hates it when he sneezes because he wants
he sees it as a sign of weakness.
Yeah, that you cannot control things. And Vince doesn't like it when he can't control things.
Vince is an idiot. And then when they do have Brody Lee appear in the ring, they put him in an enhancement talent match in which he looks awkward as fuck, to put it simply. And they've given him this new finishing move that starts out with him having them in the Sister Abigail position, throw them up, turn, and do like a discus lariat. But it doesn't work. It's not very good. Like, it doesn't flow like a Rainmaker does, or like the Sister Abigail does, or whatever. The whole Brody Lee thing is not going well for the company, if you ask me.
And not only that, but you and I have talked about this like ad nauseum at this point, where we have talked about like the number one thing, and a lot of other people have said this too. The number one thing that AEW needs to do is just
ignore the WWE
and stop taking shots at them. Like, we get it. You weren't happy. Like, we damn well know that when the Revival leaves WWE officially, and well, they go to...
When the other half of the Revival
leaves
the WWE officially.
Well, you know what I mean. When they're both gone from there officially, they're going right to AEW.
Mm-hmm.
No questions asked. And it's going to be a massive fuck you to WWE. They're going to take
shots. I kind of hope that they don't. I kind of just they show up and beat everyone up. Like, they don't even talk about it.
Like, that would be ideal, but as we've seen with Brody Lee, as we've seen with Cody, as we've seen, you know, kind of with the Young Bucks,
yeah,
you know, AEW's thing is that we're going to be the alternative, but we're also going to take shots at WWE,
which
is a turnoff for a lot of us, because it's like, well, we're watching you because we want to watch your stuff. We don't care about what you think about WWE. WWE ain't taking shots at you outside of the one joke at the Hall of Fame last year during the DX induction.
Hell, they even put your most popular, the woman you were pushing the most, they even put her on their own TV show.
Which one was that again?
When they did the TakeOver War Games.
Oh, Britt Baker.
They put Britt Baker on the TV because she was reacting to when they did the air raid drop off the top. And they were like, that's Adam Cole's girlfriend. And then AEW took a shot at that.
It's like, but the thing is, though, is that like WWE wasn't taking a shot at AEW for that. That was...
No, that's what I'm saying, is they put Britt on TV.
Yeah, and it was like, then they realized who she was, and they're like, oh, we got to say something now. But yeah, it's like, just stop taking shots at the WWE. You know,
worry about your own shit.
Yeah. Like, and I think that's something that, like, with TNA, like, wait, like, after they did the VKM stuff and they got that out of their system and whatnot, like, it's, I think that's one of the reasons why Impact is doing, you know, better now. Well, that new ownership and stuff like that. But they're doing better now because they're focusing on Impact. They're not focusing on what AEW is doing. They're not focusing on what WWE is doing. They're not focusing on what Ring of Honor is doing. Impact is focusing on what Impact is doing. You know, same can be said about New Japan. New Japan is focusing on what New Japan Pro Wrestling is doing.
Yeah.
They're not focusing on what the other companies are doing, specifically in Japan with like a Noah and whatnot. You know, and that's what AEW needs to do. They need to focus on themselves.
Yeah.
You know.
We need to follow through on a storyline or two, too.
Yeah, that would be nice as well. So, yeah. But, let's see here. 321 is asking about Chris Jericho putting over the drone.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Ben has something very special for that.
That's going to be my good thing in wrestling.
The positive in wrestling. I don't know, man. What you know, what's on your mind, just wrestling wise in general?
I mean, I don't think there's a like. We're in very uncertain times, and watching wrestling, I'm glad that it's there. I've watched a lot of wrestling over the last 2 weeks, from weekly shows like AEW and NXT to Ric Flair on Flair Fridays.
I saw you post that yesterday on Facebook. I'm glad that what our good friend Mike Jones is doing is picking up a little bit more steam now with the Flair Fridays, because I've been noticing on Elliot in the Morning on DC 101 that all of them have been wearing like Ric Flair t-shirts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So good on Mike Jones for that, you know?
So a good friend of ours, Mike Jones, is a presenter on DC 101, and he does a thing called Flair Fridays. And if I have time on a Friday, I will sit down and I will watch a Ric Flair match. Then he said Chris Jericho. Because I was reading Chris Jericho in the chat. So this week I decided that since I had a little bit extra time, I wouldn't do a single Ric Flair match. I would do three Ric Flair matches. So I did the trilogy he did with, well, not necessarily the trilogy, but the story they told in 1989 between him and Terry Funk, which basically spanned over three pay-per-views, which was WrestleWar 1989. It was Clash of Champions 8 and Clash of Champions 9. And it culminated in the infamous I Quit match that Funk and Flair had, that Uncle Dave gave 5 stars at the time. Well, the only thing you really need to watch is the I Quit match at Clash of Champions 9. If you watch the match at WrestleWar 1989, that's where things start. It's a match that Flair had against Ricky Steamboat. Flair had lost the big gold belt to Ricky Steamboat the month before. It was the first time Flair had ever submitted to a double chicken wing. So they had a rematch at WrestleWar 1989. There had been this big thing about, oh, Rick's like, oh, I didn't actually submit. I did. So they decided to have judges at ringside, one of whom was Terry Funk. After the match had concluded and Rick had won, without the use of the judges, by the way, it was a clean win in regulation time. He's been interviewed in the ring, and Terry Funk cuts in. There's a whole after thing where Ric Flair gets pile driven on a table and the table doesn't break and a bunch of other stuff, which leads to a feud between Flair and Funk and Funk's stable mates in the Gary Hart stable, leading to Clash of Champions 8, where it was supposed to be Ric Flair and Sting against Terry Funk and the Great Muda. Right before Clash of Champions 8, Sting and Flair attacked Terry Funk, put him in hospital. At Clash of Champions 8, they then replaced Terry Funk with Dangerous Dick Slater, probably the biggest stuff Dick Slater had ever done. It was a fairly standard fair heel face tag team match. Until the ending, when Terry Funk showed up in the same tuxedo he'd worn at WrestleWar 98, even though it was like a couple of months later, And he had one side of it cut off because his arm was all in a cast because he'd been in the hospital, right? Sting was being taken care of by Muta and Dick Slater. And Terry Funk puts a plastic bag over Ric Flair's head and chokes him out, right? It's quite clear the bag isn't sealed at the bottom, right? But for storyline purposes, he chokes him out. They cut to a commercial.
Ooh, a commercial.
They come back from commercial, and Ric Flair's like laid out on the side of the ring. And there's a bunch of things around him. They're treating cuts on his head. And apparently in the break, Brian Pillman had run down and given Ric Flair CPR. This then led to Clash of Champions 9, where Ric Flair and Terry Funk had a infamous I Quit match, which I'm not going to talk too much about. I would absolutely encourage you, if you have the WWE Network, go watch this I Quit match. It is what a lot of I Quit. This is hard to really put into words, but like, it's not a great wrestling match, but it's a fight. If that makes any sense.
And pretty much, it's not a great wrestling match, but it's a really good fight.
Yeah, it's a really well-told story, that kind of thing. It's not... You're not going to see, like... people getting beat down with kendo sticks or stuff. It's got that visceral feeling of, I just want to hit the other person till they fall over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's visceral. Go watch it if you can. That was my Flair Friday.
Very awesome. Very awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was remembering...
I apologize for this. We are live, but I need to step away. Michael, entertain the masses.
Hooray. Hi, masses. I am here to entertain, and I actually just posted in our chat. Feel free to ask us questions. We will happily answer them. Also, please, in the chat, don't be a jerk. Do not post spoilers to WrestleMania. We actually want to keep things unpredictable and have fun? Question mark? Trying to watch WrestleMania both nights. So, ask away. I'm here. I'm also checking Facebook to see if anyone has commented on like Facebook or Facebook or Twitter to see if anyone has commented or asked questions on there. So if I'm distracted, I apologize. But yeah, so interesting times, and Ben is back. So, hey, Ben.
Yo.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
7 minutes till one.
Yep.
Positive side of wrestling. Or positive things in wrestling?
For me, it's going to be the Chris Jericho Vanguard 1 promo and the subsequent Chris Jericho Roomba promo.
Oh, it's so good.
Because it reeks of the Muppets. Let me explain.
All yours, Ben. All yours.
So... when they were filming the Muppet movie, there was this note in the front of the scripts that said, the sight of a frog and a bear driving in a car is not normal in our world, but it is in this one, right? And then when they were making the Muppet Christmas Carol, right? When they were on set, Michael Caine refused to interact with the Muppeteers. He would only ever talk to the Muppets. He would look them in. He would look at the Muppets. He would look the Muppets in the eye. He would treat them like real people. When they were offset, he'd talk to the Muppeteers, sure. But like when they're actually, so in a storyline that can get so stupid as a man that can teleport around an empty arena, right? Or you've seen things like the final deletion and all the stuff that Matt Hardy can do. It can get a bit silly at times. The seriousness with which Chris Jericho tried to recruit Vanguard One into the inner circle was pitch perfect, because it needed that. Like, and the fact that like earlier in the show, they were referring to Vanguard One as like their West Coast, correspondent, because he was flying over the Young Bucks house finding out how Nick Jackson was doing, kind of thing. It was, I like that they're treating it like this drone is normal. I think it's great. It's exactly what wrestling needs. And another thing that's just great, I'm going to give props to Jericho in general, because the first week, we didn't really get a chance to talk about this when we did our last episode of Awesome Mania, but like when they just won the tag match and they're like, ha-ha, we have the advantage of blood and guts. There's five of us and four of you. And like Vanguard One showed up and Matt Jackson's like, ha, I called in an old friend that owes me a favor. Jericho, when he saw Matt Hardy, his facial expression, and the rest of the inner circle helped as well. You could literally see his brain going, well, shit. It was like, do you remember back, do you remember the
Sean Spears, Cody
no,
match?
No. Back in 2000.
Oh, God.
When they were getting ready to go into the Royal Rumble.
No, because I had not started watching wrestling until later that year.
There's a somewhat legendary promo where Triple H had beaten down Mick Foley. And Mick Foley comes out to the top of the ramp and he goes, you're right, Triple H. Mick Foley's not ready to face you at the Royal Rumble. And Triple H is in the ring all like gloating and stuff. And he goes, you're right. He's not ready to face you in a street fight at the Royal Rumble. So I'm not going to. And Triple H's like, ha, ha, ha. I'm the best. Mick goes, but I feel the WWE Universe, or whatever it was, the WWE fans. It wasn't called the WWE Universe at the time.
Yeah.
Deserve a replacement in that match. And I think I know the guy. I think you know the guy. And he just, because he's got the shirt and the tie on, and he's got the Mick Foley mask on his head. He throws the Mankind mask on the ground, and he rips open the shirt to reveal the Cactus Jack t-shirt. And Triple H in the ring shits himself. The facial expression, you've got to go track this promo down. I'll link it to you a little bit later.
All right.
It is legendary on how Triple H is like, everyone else like, it's the same dude, and Triple H is like, that is not the same. I'm dead. I am fucked. Rest in peace, me. And Jericho did something very similar with Matt Hardy. It was much more subtle, but was a much, it was very similar in selling a person's arrival, a character's arrival. It was very good. Yeah. Yeah, that's my positive thing of wrestling right now.
Yeah, and definitely to piggyback off of that, if the other wrestlers can sell off the fact that they're shocked or surprised or scared of this other character that's coming in, that's really putting them over in a big way to make them feel like they're actually important, which is really important for the storytelling of everything and make people care. So definitely agree with that. Cause like, I remember seeing that promo with Jericho when Matt Hardy appeared and you just see Vanguard One just kind of land in the ring. And like Jericho is just like, oh shit, this ain't going to go good. But my positive thing in wrestling is how, you know, during this tough time, how the wrestling community actually is banding together. Mm-hmm. You know, like we talked about earlier, how you have people like Mustafa Ali and Shelton Benjamin, you know, going out there and giving shout outs to like wrestling promotions and independent wrestlers. And you have Rusev donating like $20,000 of his own money to help out his extended WWE family. I think that's a very important thing that needs to happen right now, in that, you know, we need to continue to be supporting each other. We need to continue to be positive. And I think what those guys and, you know, people in AEW are saying the same thing outside of like, obviously, you know, like, and we said this last week when we did the special roundtable, don't worry about like the AEW stuff, 'cause those guys are getting paid, but like, worry about the guys who are not getting bookings, who literally lost all their bookings right now.
Yeah.
Those are the, and I like how people have been rallying around those people to support them.
Yeah. Another cool example is the WrestleCon fiasco. WrestleCon had booked the Marriott WrestleMania weekend, and the Marriott Corporation were basically saying, no, the COVID virus doesn't count as an act of God. Even though it had been declared that way by several states, and were refusing to let WrestleCon out of their contract. And then the wrestling community in general were very supportive, with even like Jericho, Kevin Owens, and a bunch of like other high profile people basically making social media posts to mobilize millions of people to give the
Marriott hell.
The Marriott hell. And eventually they caved. And so, yeah, that'd be good for me.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, it's like, tough time, but we got to stay positive and still support each other. And it's good to see that, you know, despite certain people, the majority have been positive and very supportive and are trying to get the word out to try to help out others. Yeah. And that's the important thing. So that's my positive thing. It's, you know, sometimes it's not about the wrestling or the storylines. It's about the community.
Yeah, for sure. But on top of that, I would still preach Wheaton's Law if they'll be a dick. So,
except when Bob lays a smack if down on Mike.
That's not being a dick. That's just being right.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, I see the comment up here in the chat, and I was like, yeah, I just got to throw that in there. But Ben, this has been fun. This has been interesting.
Yeah.
But where can the people find you on the social media?
Give me 1 second, Mike.
All right.
I've got to answer this. This is very important. You go first.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you can find me on the Twitters at thelindenbaum75, Facebook at facebook.com/x75productions. And you can find everything about Awesome Mania on txhthockey.com/awesomemania. Or you can just go to the txhthockey.com page, because all you're going to see is just all the podcast that is under X75 Productions as a whole, because there's no hockey. And I'm okay with that. So, Mr. Ben.
So, yeah, it's me. I'm Ben Taylor, aka Little Munch. That's gonna be a new thing now. I'm just gonna come up with a new nickname every week. Find me at Bob T. Goldfish on the Twitter. You can find me here on 321 podcast at 321_TV. Streaming all kinds of things between Jordan streaming Star Trek, me, Jordan, and Ashley doing Wows on Wow Wednesday, Me and Ashley doing Stardew Valley, which we did for like 8.5 hours yesterday. And hopefully we're going to do some more today. If she's up for it, we'll see. You can find more about the channel at 321_podcast on Twitter or on our Facebook page, 3 Guys, 2 Topics, 1 Podcast. That's the number 3, the number 2, the number 1. I did that the wrong way around. 3, the number 2, the number 1. Enjoy the graps. Now more than ever, I will preach what I always preach, which is just let people enjoy what they enjoy. If you're a comedy wrestling fan, Colt Cabana just joined AEW, and there seems to be quite a bit of comedy coming out of that. There's been, if you're like your technical wrestling, this Daniel Bryan, Drew Gulak thing's been real interesting on SmackDown. If you like your high-flying stuff, plenty of cool stuff going on there around the various companies. If you like your big lads slapping the crap out of each other, if you like, you know, you just let people enjoy what they enjoy. Don't be a wrestling dick. The companies may be trying to frame this as a Wednesday night war, but spoiler alert, you can watch all of it.
So with that, Ben, take us out, my man.
Okay, guys, gals, non-aligned pals. In the words of the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, be excellent to each other. Party on, non-gender specific honorifics.
And until next time, when we're allowed to be at the venue itself, we will see you ringside.
Peace!